and one side can usually benefit from the other side recession, unless they are unnaturally brought together by politics. And while minimizing the supplies to each individual, society cannot but maximize its natural exploit. And we do not need to be systematic per se, but to be systematic in our life flow and in all its manifestations. Nature is gradual, and only human have learned to drastically break things apart for the sake of an identity. And we ought to reunite from the ground as anything united from above will eventually divide again. Better to choose based on experience than on actual fear, as for that anything unexpected can happen. And any identity that has been crashed down because of its ambition will have to stay down in order to rise again. And any other criteria is arbitrary, but dedication. And in its mania for cleanness, contemporary society removes all traces, thus allowing humans to make the same mistakes again. And in our attempt to face the mountain, we realize that we ought to turn around and just face above the valley. And if we find representation rather boring, we may consider that the reality itself may be rather boring. And are we documenting more and more our nature, as more and more of our nature will once disappear with the very medium we are documenting with? And the more you fatigue to go up, the nicer places you'll find to rest. And once the whole of our social history can be brought forward, and yet all of our natural history lies in darkness. And some kind of a shelter will anyway be needed to at least give us a sense of protection. And the very barbarians can be the very civilization that return to invade the barbaric lands. And we don't manage to establish a style because on one end our past one has been destroyed, and on the other we try to assimilate the ones that are given to us without establishing our own. And our own willing to become bigger is the very cause of our ultimate suffocation. And with some effort on foot, we can find similar places we find crossing the globe motorized. And it is the surrounding we inhale that at last determines what we exhale. And getting dislocated, we either have to resort to our old labor, or else we have to invent a new one, even spiritually. And we ought to expose ourselves if we don't want in the end others to expose us. And most traumatizing for others is to deny our presence when we ought to be there. And how many holds up to a reputation that has degenerated to rather the opposite? And what used to be the social exception, now it is immediately labeled along with the social outcasts. And rather than celebrating all life manifestations, we cut most off to only allow a few to grow. And any form of politics in the end regulates an exchange that humans need spontaneous in order to survive. And the creation of nations has emptied out the spirit of its people, allowing the non-civilized foreigner to take over. And the more we allow time to compact us, the more emblematic we become. And we cease to be boring as soon as we define an end to our monologues. And on both sides of the spectrum, we are asked to produce the very low price and consume at the high price, making the merchant mediator most rich. And we ought to try to make our life worth it, especially when our choices get more and more limited. And irregularity means that something was done without the strict control of the social apparatus. And as new frameworks pops up, the users of the old framework soon become obsolete. And what the establishment can do is to be systematic in space, while the single person can be systematic over time. And it is by intervening in something that is considered highly normal that we become very special. And we think ourselves as cool, importing other things within our realm, and yet it's by exporting ourselves outside it that we can really evolve. And we ought to leave destiny decide how far we can go with our commitment. And human creativity will always find ways to surf over new barriers that confines it. And the biggest discovery is that humans can perform whatever language and dogma that is instilled in them at a very young age. And people who do not observe want to be immortal, and people who observe want to die in order to allow the cycle to continue. And we can only experience how close we are to something when we get so distant that we can no longer approach it. And people defending the rights from above are just on the other side of the spectrum of those who actually abuse them. As soon as commercial pretension sets in the systems, it falsifies it to the point that it's killed by its own suspicion. And by controlling the technology, even the most feeble of folk comes to control the most noble ones. And we just ought to commit ourselves in exploring, and in no time we can improvise ourselves as experts. And as people living to die keep living, we ought to push new life through. And the real individualistic ones need others to work for themselves, while the real hero work by themselves for others. And in order to activate our potential, we ought to abandon the periphery and move closer to the center. And paradoxically, the more choices we have, the more we want the mainstream to decide for us. And being able to improvise out of strict circumstances is the natural skill of the genius. And the broader the media, the more banal the content circulating within it. And while human identities can filter across national identities can only come to clash with one another, and ways are always opened by what transit them, and recession comes when old ways cannot adapt to new means of transportation. And to change an old system, we cannot act from within, but have to build a new one on its side. And silently we listen to people's arguments, only to gather more arguments for our greater argument. And when the two opposing fractions have consumed their energy, it is time for us to emerge with our extraordinary sense. And the naive empathy growing from within the bubble for the outside will eventually make it burst. And we shouldn't try to block a new wave, but understand its natural potential in order to ride with it. And what will quickly degrade is anything pretentious that is born without the process.